And the final divisional playoff game of the weekend kicks off Sunday night, 6:40 p.m. on Fox. Seattle at Green Bay, the Seahawks and the Packers. Russell Wilson, he's just one of those guys. He plays for the perfect head coach for him, Pete Carroll. Russell Wilson is the perfect quarterback for Pete Carroll. These two guys just have a chemistry. Just when you're ready to count them out, no, they're right back in it. They're the type team, Mike, that when you look at them in the first half of the game, you think, wow, it's out of control. They're not going to be able to come back. They do. And if they can keep it close, Seattle always has a chance.
Seahawks win one score games. That's what they've done all year. Many times it was against, you know, pretty good odds to do so. They won at Philly in the wild card round. Now, the Eagles are already beat up, and then Carson Wentz got knocked out in the first quarter. And they have to go – Seattle now has to go to Green Bay. Green Bay is rested. But, Coach, they're the least respected 13-3 team in my recent memory. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, they've been in this spot many times, and they're going to square off, and looks like it's going to be some decent weather, at least for Lambeau.
Exactly. For January, for Green Bay, Wisconsin, it's suntan weather, no doubt about it. Aaron Rodgers, you mentioned – this is a guy that when his career is said and done, you're going to look back, and I think he's going to be one of those guys that he's going to have to be out of the league 4 or 5 years before you really appreciate what he has accomplished as an individual. Obviously, there's Super Bowl win there, but, you know, I think if he could get another one in his career, he would be up there with the all-time greats, and I think he's a great one of the all-time great quarterbacks anyway. But sometimes we get caught up too much in trying to compare those guys with, oh, well, he doesn't have this many Super Bowl rings. He's only got one, what have you. You know, I don't think that matters at all. I think Aaron Rodgers is top drawer any way you look at it.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, and – when you look at Aaron Rodgers, you talked about how people judge quarterbacks by the amount of rings on their finger. Well, on their fingers. Well, okay, the quarterbacks don't play defense. They don't play special teams. And a lot of times, look at Dan Marino. He made it to one and never made it again. And it's not because Dan Marino devolved or regressed. And when I look at Aaron Rodgers, we talked about this, you and I, on the air many times. I believe it was in 17 and 16. He's the only quarterback I've ever seen have success with a terrible running game.
Yeah, and knowing that the defense is stacked for the pass, there's no threat of the run whatsoever, but yet he finds a way to make it happen. In this game, Russell Wilson, if there's one drawback to Russell Wilson physically, of course, everyone knows he's only about 5'10", 5'11", but he has real small hands. Sometimes in a game, in a Green Bay, a New England, during the winter, ball slick, weather's bad, it's kind of hold on to it. Do you think that's going to be a factor here? Do you think the weather's going to hold out?
Well, weather seems to always be a factor in Green Bay in January. Temps are forecasted to be in the teens or low 20s, and it's not a big chance of snow at this point. At this point, I don't have a ticket on this game, not a prop bet as far as players or first half or first quarter. I'm going to have to watch the lines. Right now, the line's moving in Green Bay's favor, so the public's coming in on Green Bay. I'll see if that line gets high enough for me to play Seattle, if the line provides any value at all. A couple of trends. Seattle, they're great on the road. They're 11-3-1 against the spread, their last 15 road games. But they're not good on the road in Lambeau because they've been there 6 times, and they don't have any covers. They do have one push. They're 0-5-1 against the spread, their last 6 trips to Green Bay.